Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whole country's rising up right now.
You know, for an emergency rally, I think this is a good turnout.
I've been thinking about doing some of these protests, and it's just gotten to a point where I don't want to sit quietly anymore.
Honestly, the videos of people being snatched off the street was enough. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is not what this country is about.
Michael Calhoun yesterday at the anti-ICE protests here in St. Louis. Michael, thank you for joining us in studio. And that audio there, was that from the protesters who were at Tam Avenue?
Tam Avenue overpass. Yep. First time I've done a news story at the Tam Avenue overpass that hasn't involved snow.
Oh,
that's where all the
really?
TV stations do their live
that's
shots.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
A big snowstorm.
I thought you were going to say like that doesn't involve the zoo or something.
Or the zoo. Great vantage point there.
I like the Tam Avenue overpass. It is a great one.
So what was the vibe like yesterday? I knew about the protest. I knew it was planned. Didn't actually see it for myself, even though I'm relatively close to where it is. We know what's been going on in L.A. and in other cities, the major cities where a lot of ICE raids have happened. But how did that appear yesterday?
Well, you know, I've covered a lot of protests in St. Louis over the past decade. Running the gamut, you know, and so this was, you know, people standing on the overpass, holding signs, waving, you know, people honking their horns as they drove past on Highway 40 down below. You know, one of those low key, I would say traditional kind of a protest. I didn't see police really at the Tam Avenue location at all. Maybe a police car, parked a few blocks away, but that was it. I know downtown they were blocking streets. There was a lot more going on. But the Tam Avenue was just, you know, people who were, again, standing there. Holding signs.
So you mentioned again, Tam Avenue, standing there holding signs, exercising their First Amendment rights.
A lot of traffic right after the Cardinals game, 5 o'clock.
Yep. Downtown, when you said blocking streets, so some of the protesters were standing on main thoroughfares?
I believe so.
Okay.
I covered the one on Tam Avenue.
Tam Avenue. As Ron said, the overall vibe, we heard some of the audio. What were the ages of people there? And like you said, did it feel friendly? Did it feel intimidating? Was it just, no, they're just standing there?
No, it was, like I said, a low-key, you know, friendly kind of environment. And the ages ranged from, you know, I would guess college age to, you know, 60s, 70s. You know, a couple of women who drove in from, you know, the Manchester, you know, area. And so it really ran the gamut. It was a low key affair, and I'm trying to find the tweets from St. Louis Police yesterday because they were talking about the downtown protest, which you had asked about. Here's a spokesperson saying, you know, that they had a police escort. You know, they were doing a march, you know, down a street in downtown, no updates after that. So I guess that one wrapped up as well.
Yeah, wrapped up and dispersed. Do you feel as a reporter going into that situation, like you said, you've covered protests for years now, going back to the Michael Brown protests.
Tea Party protests. Everything from county council meetings where they, I remember where they threatened to, you know, close half the parks.
Yeah.
And so a lot of moms and other people mm-hmm. showed up with signs and had a protest outside and outside the council meeting. And so going to, you know, different, you know, school boards and Board of Aldermen meetings, you know, in all the different, you know, parts of St. Louis. Yeah. I've seen, obviously, then you go to Ferguson, like the gamut of, mm-hmm. of what can happen. And so, you know, yesterday was just, you know, what I would compare to, you know, outside of a council meeting or the Tea Party protests yeah. or, you know, what we see, you know, the traditional kind of thing.
So mm-hmm. about how many people do we think were there?
Post Dispatch said 200 at each. Okay. I got there toward the end of the Tam Avenue one. So I would say maybe 100 when I got there.
Yeah.
And are there any more planned that we know about?
There are. And they were two different groups that organized these, which is, I think, you know, why there were different areas, different mm-hmm. people at each of them, you know, different feel at each of them. And so there are different groups. If you go on social media, you can see who's behind each of these. And I believe, you know, this weekend on Saturday, you've got, you know, from St. Charles County to Alton and South County to downtown. Now, the size of these could vary. It could be 12 people or it could be 200 people.
You know, just because of everything that's going on, obviously this was a peaceful protest with signs and all of that. Obviously, we see the news and what's happening in L.A. But going back to your time when you were in Ferguson and covering those protests, do you remember a time when, like, the vibe changed, where the protest was peaceful to the point where maybe new groups of people came in and it got violent?
Yeah.
You know, because how did that all go down? I know it's not apropos to right now, but just me, I'm just thinking
about that. No, I'm remembering
yeah.
one night specifically where I was doing live hits every half hour on, you know, KMOX yeah. and CBS. And, you know, Captain Ron Johnson was out shaking hands with people. Families were out, you know, holding signs, you know, doing the protest. Sun begins to set.
Yeah.
You see, I don't want to say younger because, you know, we're just talking about kids and families being
right,
there.
Right.
But then it begins to get dark and you see more teenage to 20-year-olds.
Like young adult type.
Then yeah. the police line begins to, instead of they're milling around, it begins to, you know, form, you know, more, you know, solidify more. And so you can just, you know, kind of feel those little elements that shift. And,
that transition yeah. moment, which I think, too, is really important so that people can see that there is a difference. Like, sometimes you see the more incendiary images coming out of Ferguson, but then during the day, it wasn't like that. Like you said, there'd be families, people shaking hands, and then you could kind of feel that transition.
And usually it seems like it takes several hours before it gets to that point, right? Where there's protesting that goes on throughout the day, and then at night, things really pop off.
I can remember from Ferguson it feeling relaxed until a bottle flies through the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes one person.
One little thing.
Were you on the air when, was it a smoke canister? What? It was something where I feel like you were on the air live and were kind of, once things got a little bit crazier there.
Oh, there was so much.
There's so much, yeah.
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 That happened.
He's got his bulletproof vest over there still.
Still on the chair. I'm going to take it.
Jeez.
There's no plate in it.
Oh.
So
no.
Good luck with that.
I might just wear it out then. I'm going to just wear it out then. Just for
They have an expiration date on them. That happened 10 years ago.
That is true. There
Why
is
do
an
they
expiration.
Expire?
Well, you know, things degrade over yeah. time.
The wow. organic
kind of like
material,
the quality of this
the plastic,
show.
You know, melts around the bullet.
I feel like an idiot. It's because now there are two real reporters in here.
Yeah, we got Michael
and
Calhoun.
We're just the dummies that give opinions, and now you guys are in here. Now I feel nervous or something.
Michael Calhoun is here, and now Sean Malone is here. Michael, you're free to hang out if you want to, or you can just get up and walk out, whatever you want to do.
There's food, so.
Oh, yeah, there's food out there.
Okay.
From the meeting that we were not invited to because we have to work. You know, the staff meeting.
This is why
you sound so upset about missing another staff meeting.
I always miss staff meetings.
We call this the black hole of KMOX programming because we're never at the staff meetings, which mm-hmm. is why all the promos during Total Information AM go, now the news, at one, the fun. And we don't know where we fit into that.
Just in between.
Nothing between 9 and 1.
Nothing between 9. Right.
It's a little ding, ding, ding. Thank you for at listening nine, to KMOX.
What is it? Wait, what is it? At
now the news. At 1, the fun.
That's it.
And we, they don't know we're now here, the news, Michael.
At, I do at love one, alliteration.
The
yeah.
There it is. At 1, the
now
fun.
The news.
Nothing
at
in
one,
between.
The fun.
Yes, there's nothing in between because we don't get to go to the staff meetings.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so, that's
wow.
It.
I think everybody, I think the rest of the building thinks we're interns. Really, really old interns.
Interns, yeah.
Sean Malone is here from the KMOX newsroom.
Chris, you want to go get me a coffee?
You,
I do. You know what? I might as well. I'm not doing anything else.
Wear the broken, the expired bulletproof vest.
If it makes you feel better... I did notice there is a news promo that goes around that every person in the newsroom has, like, I'm, you know, Michael Calhoun, I'm Stuart McMillan, except one.
Sean Malone?
I'm not in it.
Oh, no. Matt made one.
Clearly, within the 30 seconds allotment that we had, someone had to be left on the cutting room floor, and
oh,
I must
no.
have been out at a story when that decision was
Michael,
being made.
Michael, before you leave, any grievances you'd like to air out?
Oh, my gosh. Can we get a sponsor and do this every week?
Yeah. I'll be here. Jerry Kelly, heating and cooling and electrical, airing of grievances.
Let's do it with all the poor news people here working so hard.
They are
and
working so hard.
No one's
that
getting
could
recognized.
Be a good segment, though. If you just open up the phone lines to let people anonymously grieve about their work.
You could call it the wine line.
We could call it the wine line.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Get a, like
Bring
a wine cellar sponsor or something like that, or a winery to sponsor it.
Amy knows.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sean Malone, you're covering the story about the Rams money that's being used to fix up the dome?
Yes, and... Before we go into this, this is not the segment of the Rams money we have talked about previously. That is the city's. Part of the settlement is the dome got their own cut of the Rams money, about $70 million worth. I believe it has grown since then, or it's grown to $70 million. I forget off the top of my head, but they've got a large pot of money that they're now going to be contributing that and some other funds towards renovating the dome.
Do they have all of those renovations kind of lined up and ready to go?
All as in everything they want to do? No. Some of them, they got to go out to bid, which then obviously you'll have a better idea of, this renovation that we wanted to do that we thought was going to cost $20 million, maybe it's $18. Now we have another $2 million to spend towards something else. So not everything is line itemed. They have kind of divided up amongst what they would like to spend it on. It's $54 million in total, some from leftover preservation funds, others from the Rams settlement money, but not all of the Rams settlement money. They hope to have about $30 million left over to just sit in a bank, keep growing interest to do more projects in the future. But they do have lined out kind of the first, I don't want to call it phase, but the first year of the 3-year of renovations that they want to make lined out. And some of them... It's things that no one really would notice at the end of the day. You know, repairs, like one of them listed here, replacing discontinued lights in suites, which makes sense. Then if the light goes out, you can't buy the bulb anymore. That's my understanding with that.
Practical.
That could be a nice countdown. Let's count down till the final suite light goes out.
Yeah.
But the other ones are certainly a lot more visible, especially from the exterior. I think that's where a lot more of the guest-facing changes are going to come in. They're going to replace the billboard over I-70 and make it digital that way, and then you could be able to see it on both sides of the interstate as well, they said. And also the exterior digital sign marquees they want to replace as well. So that's some more of the guest-facing ones. But over the course of the next 3 years, of the $54 million they want to spend, $37 million of them, it's guest experience, technology, and media. So a large portion of this is going towards something that people going to the Dome will physically see, but also vendors that they're looking to book at the Dome as well will be able to see.
So how much more noticeable do they expect it to be that there have been improvements to the Dome? So when you walk in, you think, oh, wow, okay, look what they've done here.
Well, it's interesting because part of this, like it's their goal, but they hope it's something that comes of this, is fighting against the stigma that is built about the Dome over the last 10 years that nothing really goes on there since the Rams left. That since they're not hosting in the home of, I know they've got the Battle Hawks, but like a major professional sports team, that nothing really happens there. And they've actually said that losing the NFL kind of opened up their schedule, so they actually have more events over the course of the year without the NFL. There was an example, I forget the artist, but they have a concert coming up in August that they were saying they wouldn't be able to book otherwise because they'd have to kind of keep their dates open for potential NFL preseason games.
Oh, preseason games.
I will say that's been...
You roll your eyes at the preseason.
Well, preseason matters. I mean, they sell tickets for it.
That's been, like, this is me opining, but it's kind of like, I broke up with my millionaire boyfriend, but actually it's like better because now I can like go hang out with my friends and now I can like go to the mall. It's like, yeah, but you broke up with your millionaire boyfriend. That's kind of how this feels. Well, now we can have the Methodist convention. Yeah, I mean, we have the Methodist convention and we can. We can give the Methodists any day they want, which is a plus in some ways, but you'd rather have the NFL, but I get it. And I know.
You don't have the controlling but rich boyfriend anymore. You can't book a concert in April. What if we need that for our 10,000 fans for a preseason
game? Do not mean to disparage the Methodists, but if I had my choice of there being an NFL team in that building or we get a Methodist convention,
find another place to go. That's the point
St. Charles has a convention center.
Right.
Go out there and then you can...
I would give the Methodists some free... hot dog coupons for the football game.
You can go hang out in the neighborhood and bother the poor neighbors.
But,
in St. Charles.
But I know they did some upgrades, like they replaced the turf.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that everybody had complained about for so long.
The old one was bad.
It was so bad. Right. I don't know how many millions of dollars some of the upgrades they just did. But to me, $54 million sounds like it should be a lot. But after reading how Busch Stadium could easily do $500 million in upgrades, is $54 million enough to make a difference where maybe we do book some more conventions?
That's what their hope is. They want to book both more, you know, events, you know, sporting events like, you know, tournaments and things like that. They hope to book more events like concerts, you know, more Methodist conventions, if you will. you know, Chris Ranji's excited about that.
I used to go to a Methodist church for like a month.
A month?
A month?
Yeah. The one Methodist church I used to go to is a music venue now, so in Granite City.
Yeah, not a surprise. Yeah,
it's called The Mill. It's nice. You should go see it.
But they hope that this makes them more competitive. And something that was interesting that was said, too, is that without these renovations, that the Dome will become obsolete compared to other regional facilities that they're competing with also. So that's interesting. And a point they made, too, is that in the last fiscal year, 24 and 23, that I think it was 1.2 million. Yeah, the Dome in 24 and 25 fiscal years, excuse me. It says the Dome hosted 60 meetings and events, 1.2 million attendees. And they said a lot of these people are not coming to St. Louis otherwise than for these events that only the Dome and the Convention Center can host.
Of course.
So it's one of those, like, that's a huge loss in revenue for, if you look at the city with restaurants that are going to be serving people, hotels that are having beds filled. That's 1.2 million people, a loss in tourism like that. I don't know what that looks like in the grand scheme of things for tourism for St. Louis over the course of the year, but that sounds like quite a lot of people coming to the city just for events at the Dome. Mm-hmm.
Sean Malone, appreciate the reporting. Thank you for popping in.
No problem.
Sean Malone and Michael Calhoun, both from the KMOX newsroom.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.